Hey everyone, welcome to the Fast in Finance podcast, and I'm your host, Patrick McCrindle. This podcast is designed for everyday, normal people just looking to improve their personal wealth management and expand their knowledge on the markets. Episodes will be short and sweet, focusing on main topics, then transitioning to market outlooks and discussions. We'll cover all the basic concepts so that you have a strong base knowledge before we dive into anything more specific. Wealth management is a concept that's overlooked in many school systems, and we're here to change that. All right, guys, I wanted to take this episode today to talk about something that goes unnoticed pretty often. And I may sound harsh when I say this, but, you know, I mean no hard feelings, of course. There are so many people out there that have poor relationships with their money and finances. And I'm not just talking about spending problems, right? But actually poor relationships with their money. They don't know how much they have, how much they're spending. They don't think twice about any purchases, right? They may not have any goals that they're working towards financially. And if you're one of those people, don't feel alone. It's okay, right? It's totally fine. You're not the only one out there. But let's see what we can do to change that, right? And this goes for any kind of earner. I know some quote-unquote wealthy people, right, that have very poor relationships with their money. And I know some lower earners that have fantastic relationships with their money, right? So before we do anything here, you got to take a step back and really evaluate your situation. Maybe clear a part of your day to sit down and look at your bank statements, bills, etc., right? The big picture. Pretty much a cash flow analysis, if you will, to really understand what you have coming in and what's going out, but more importantly, where it's going, right? And to start simple, write down your after-tax monthly income, your typical monthly expenses, right? Including entertainment and recreational activities, and just go from there. You know, now that you've done that, you know, taken a step back, evaluated your situation via your cash flow analysis or whatever it may be, it's time to figure out your values, right? What matters the most and what keeps you up at night, what doesn't keep you up, right? How are you feeling about your financials right now? Were you happy with your monthly expenses and, you know, what your hard-earned money was going towards? We have to remember it's okay to treat ourselves and spend money on ourselves wisely, right? But within moderation. And on a different note, a lot of people tend to adopt financial habits that they grew up around, right? So if you need to develop new and improved habits, you have to know what your values are, right? What is important to you? Is it that emergency fund, you know, rainy day fund, savings for retirement, saving for a car or a home, right? Figure out what your values and your goals are before doing anything else, right? If having enough money for the weekend with your friends is really important to you, you may have to make some sacrifices elsewhere to make sure that you're hitting all of your goals, right? And now, taking those values and goals, what expenses of yours do not line up with those values and goals, right? Now that you've evaluated your financial situation and you have an idea of what your cash flow looks like monthly, right? I want you to try to take a deeper dive into your expenses. Once you know what you really value in financial freedom, right, and what's most important to you, it'll be easier to look at an expense and ask yourself, oh, does this line up with my values or will it help me reach my goals? And listen, guys, I don't want to be the person to tell anybody to, you know, rid their life of anything fun, right? We all like to have a good time and spend some of our hard-earned money. And there's nothing wrong with that. But like I said earlier, moderation, you know, ordering food numerous times a week throughout delivery apps may not put you on the fast track to that vacation that you really want or that early retirement that you dream about, right? Another concept I want to touch on is that your goals are going to change from time to time, right? They're not set in stone. Of course, you have your long-term goals like saving for retirement or medium-term goals of saving for a home, right? But let's say that you're trying to tackle some of your old debt. If you have to trim some of your streaming subscriptions, right, Netflix, Hulu, Prime, whatever it is, order less takeout, and make sacrifices elsewhere for a few months to pay down your debt faster, that's brilliant, right? Once your shorter-term goal is hit, you get right back on track to working towards your long-term goals, right? There's a lot of moving parts, and sometimes you got to be flexible. You're fostering a relationship here, right? Which we all know requires continuous effort to improve, right? All right, everybody. Once you've tracked your monthly cash flow, determined your values and goals, trimmed some unnecessary expenses, right? Because we all have them. I want you to try to develop a budget that works for you and remain in line with those values, right? This is going to be hard to do without a budget. And I have tons of prior episodes on what kind of budgets to use, right? But, you know, maybe you sit down on a recurring basis, on a monthly basis or biweekly, right? Let's say you use the 50-30-20 budget that we've talked about so much, right? And this is a great method for allocating certain amounts to your needs, wants, and savings. And you're checking them, right, on that reoccurring basis to make sure that it's just in line with your values and goals, right? And that just about wraps things up for today's quick episode on building your relationship with your finances. As always, everybody, really appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Fast in Finance. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member of FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group and SGI Wealth Management, LLC are separate entities from LPL Financial. Investing includes risks, including fluctuating prices and loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss.